Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to introduce you to my good friends. I'll make it fast. This is the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. What will be discussed? I have no clue. From haircuts to movies to new tattoos. It's on demand anytime, so catch the broadcast.
It's the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast.
I think I burned my mouth.
You what?
Burned my mouth. I cooked that breakfast burrito.
Uh-huh.
And
you didn't wait.
Wait.
For it. Oh my gosh. Well, that's your fault.
I do that all the time. I have no patience.
Again, your fault.
Pizza pockets, anything in microwave. You wait long enough for it to heat up. And then
you
it's
wait
done,
long enough for it to heat up from the device that literally instantly cooks your food.
No, I know. I cooked it for 2 minutes.
That's it.
That's it. You know? I only grab it out of the fridge because I'm hungry, but I got to wait 2 extra minutes for it to heat up. And then I got to wait even longer for it to cool down.
I mean, you could eat it cold.
Yeah, but.
Okay, then.
Rather suffer with a blister on the top of on the roof of my mouth.
Hard eye roll. Hard eye roll.
We're getting messages asking for the link to your OnlyFans account for your feet and your calves. You got that set up yet? You going to share that with the listeners or no? You haven't gotten there yet?
I didn't say I did. I didn't say I didn't.
I think you haven't done it at all yet. I can tell.
I mean, I can tell.
You're planning on doing it. You just haven't gotten around to doing
it
yet.
Full disclosure, you're
flying out to Alaska on Friday.
Yeah, I have a friend that's getting ready to move. I've been helping her get ready for to put her house up for sale. It's just been a busy week.
That was the biggest vocal burn that I've ever heard. The whole. And it was then you were looking at me like for a hand signal. Say yes.
Like, what do you want me to say?
No, I'd be honest. You know,
it's not done yet. It's been a really busy week. So,
and I think at some point the camera will turn on and you will flex those calves and intertwine your toes with each other on each foot and. You know,
be it like a little
type. Yeah. You gotta figure out ways to creatively move your toes.
I can give thumbs up with my toes.
Yeah, I think men would enjoy that.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy.
With my toes.
If you didn't catch the last podcast, Cheyenne, her new side hustle, her plans on her new side hustle is to create an OnlyFans account for her feet and her calves because somebody told her that she has very nice calves and feet. So.
Hell yeah.
There are men out there that would pay good money to see those suckers in action.
We shall see. Maybe I'll pay for our next trip to Las Vegas.
Could you?
You and your wife.
Oh, that'd be good.
And me.
Could you?
And maybe somebody else. I don't know. It would be weird.
What would a man pay to see your feet and calves leg wrestle with another woman's feet and calves?
Ooh.
Ooh, that'd be like bonus money.
Yeah. $2,000 right now. I'll do it.
So stupid.
Yeah, but people are weirder
they
for
would.
Less.
They would totally pay for that.
Yeah.
All right. We went to the allergy asthma clinic last week. This is up on Clarendon Avenue in Phoenix. Dr. Claudia Goff gave.
I would just like to point out that the allergen is on Claritin Ave. Claritin. Is that what
Clarendon.
Oh,
Clarendon.
It sounded like you said though. Claritin. Close. I was like, hold up a second.
Wait, the allergy clinic's on Claritin? F?
Makes so much sense.
Unit D? What? No, we asked producer JP to set this up for us.
Yes.
Because I've heard of people doing this, and I've always been interested in doing it. So they invited us up, and we'll get the video and the pictures of this up here this week. But they... How many things? It was 80.
80, 40 on each arm. For you, 40 on one, 41 on the other one.
Because I had a milk thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So they had us roll up our sleeves, put our arms out on a desk,
mm-hmm.
right? Kind of like when you play that slapping game.
Yeah.
You know? And you try to slap your friend's hand, but your hands are open like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they take 40 little... scratchers, if they would,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That have a liquid on them, and the scratch is to penetrate the skin a little bit, not
it's,
to go
it's
into
literally
it.
Like a little scratch.
Yeah.
Like you nick yourself on something.
And they're so good at doing it. She got through all of them so quick, but it's like bing, 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 40 on one arm, 40 on the other arm. Each swab, each thing is a different allergen.
Yeah.
From trees to bushes to weeds to
animals,
to
molds,
cockroach poop,
yes.
to. Horse something.
Just horse dander.
Yeah, yeah. And just everything except for food, right? They do a food is a different test, which
yes.
I would love to go do that at some point, but this one was just like
the environment.
Animals and environment.
Yeah.
And as you're sitting there, they got to sit on your arm for 15 minutes.
They do. The most excruciating 15 minutes.
Well, excruciating for you because... What we found out is you're pretty much allergic to everything.
Yeah.
And the way they find that out is because those allergens are on your skin, and your skin will welt up and turn red if you are allergic to that particular allergen. That's exactly what happened on your right arm.
Yes.
Your whole right arm was like a welt.
The entire arm was a welt. And like it was the only way that I could possibly describe what I felt is 40 of your worst mosquito bites on your forearm.
That's what it looked like, too.
That's exactly what it looked like. It was, it wasn't even that it was pain. It was, well, because like an itch is kind of like a pain, right?
Yeah.
And it was the most intense itch burn I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
But now
worth
you know.
It.
Absolutely. It was worth it. You now know what all your allergens are, what you're allergic
right.
to.
Which is insane because up until that point, I was just like, oh, I'm just allergic to pollen and it's always in the air and I'm always just like allergic to it.
And you
right?
get it with Claritin D and all this
stuff,
right?
Yeah, and then I'm fine. But now I am acutely aware of when my allergies start, because I also have really bad heartburn, found out when we went to the allergen that heartburn can actually be associated with your allergies. And I have noticed since that day, I only get heartburn when I'm around certain allergens.
Wow. Okay.
It's like mind blowing what I didn't understand about my own body that I now get.
So they recommended what, a shot?
Yeah, they recommended an allergy. Well, she recommended trying to do like the Claritin every day and the nose spray, and I have eye drops. But that's not really helping. Like it helps, but it's not doing what it should be doing. Like I took a Claritin at 4:30 this morning and I could already use another one. Like that's how bad my allergies are.
So what does the shot do? So is it, it's not a daily shot, right?
No.
You get the shot.
It's like, I think it's monthly or something like that. But basically what it is it's a little bit of allergy of your allergens put into you. So your body learns how to not be allergic to it anymore. Mm-hmm. Or like it makes it better, easier for you to adapt. But again, I'm not a doctor, so.
Yeah, but I mean, it just kind of keeps you from having to pop Claritin every day,
so
right?
I think I'm going to do that because it. I don't want to have to take Claritin every day or be like, oh my God, I forgot my Claritin, I'm going to die.
The Allergy Asthma Clinic, 300 West Clarendon Avenue in Phoenix. Definitely an interesting experience. I'm just allergic to like grass and a few other things. You know, a Claritin can clear that up.
But you want to know what?
What's that?
I'm not allergic to milk, so there's that.
Yeah, they said I'm allergic to milk, but I don't know. I still drink milk.
You're like that guy that's like, show me proof. Here's the proof.
I don't believe
you
know
the
how
facts.
The COVID tests have false positives? I feel like that was a false positive.
You know, or it's not.
It was. What was crazy though is that they put the milk culture, whatever the heck it was, on my skin, mm-hmm. and it welted up. It wasn't like your arm,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it was just a little bit.
A little bit, and then they kind of started with the EpiPen thing, you know, and having that thing ready.
Uh-huh.
I drink milk on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And I've never had an issue, but yet the doctor, I mean, she's a doctor for a reason. She knows what she's talking about. She just, I guess when you see that, you want to be safe. You don't want to see that and send a client out and have something happen.
You're like, oh, it's not a big deal. Oh, yeah. Lawsuit, anaphylactic shock.
So they prescribed an EpiPen that I should have in case I decide to drink milk and my throat swells up.
Yes.
You know, but I've yet to have that happen. But
so that's a good thing.
I don't know. Part of me wants to go get a second opinion because in the back of my mind,
you want to get a second opinion from the specialist.
Now. From I don't know who I need a second opinion from.
Yeah, your primary who doesn't specialize?
I know, but here's the thing. I like to know that when I drink my milk, I'm not risking my life.
Okay. Oh, let's break this down. You're allergic to milk, but I drink milk every day, but you're still allergic. So if I drink the milk, am I risking? You're allergic. There's still an allergy. It might not be severe, but there's still an allergy.
I am trying to figure out what that is, right? So is it that my muscles aren't as strong as they could, right? Like if my body's reacting to the milk, taking the energy away from, like, if I'm working out, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to make the connection as to what happens with my body after I drink milk.
It's the cough. She told you that.
But why do I need an EpiPen for the cough?
Because that's a respiratory issue. So there are plenty of cases to back it. You have a mild allergy, and even though you're okay on it most days, there could be that one time where your body says, I'm not going to fight this today.
That's what I'm saying.
When you go into anaphylactic shock.
That day could happen at any moment.
And you have your EpiPen to help in case that happens.
That's why I need a second opinion. That way...
From the specialist.
I don't want to believe it, Cheyenne.
I know. It's a conspiracy theory. My allergy is a conspiracy theory.
But anyway, it's an interesting experience. Yeah. I think at some point I want to go do the food one where you know, put the potato and every other kind of food on you and see what you're allergic to there. Because I think that we're all consuming stuff that our body may have a mild allergy to. And if we knew what that was, we would not consume it. And then our bodies would... Milk. But I mean, what if it's potato? What if it's something else, right? We eat potatoes on a daily basis as well, right?
Yeah.
What if you're allergic to that? What if you're allergic to egg?
Yeah.
You know, you don't know that. I eat eggs on a daily basis. What if I find that out, cut that stuff out, and my body becomes able to perform at its full potential so that when I work out now, I can build up as big as the rock? You know, that could be the case.
It could be the case.
Because I feel like...
You're going to need a second opinion.
Yeah.
They're going to go... Mr. Gunnar Jackson, you are allergic to potatoes. You're going to be like, I need a third opinion.
Third opinion, please.
I can't. There's no way.
I refuse to believe it. But hey, it really is an interesting experience.
Yeah.
If you're curious what you're allergic to and you want to check that out, the Allergy Asthma Clinic, 300 West Clarendon Avenue in Phoenix.
They're amazing.
Dr. Claudia G-A-E-F-K-E Gafke. I don't know. She was great.
She was awesome. The whole, even though I had that's about as worse as it's going to get reactions. I totally recommend it. I think I'm going to have Easton do it too.
Just to see.
Yeah, because he's got a lot of allergies as well. So.
Some other news going on. Texas, this is not a way to get rid of your Christmas tree.
Oh, God.
Somebody in Texas decided to get rid of their Christmas tree by putting it in their fireplace in their living room.
Of course they did.
The fire spread into the living room.
Of course
and they
did.
Needed the fire department to come put it out before the house burned down.
Of course they did.
Well, I mean, okay.
What? Why? 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 Why would any part of your brain think that that's smart?
Where else would you put it?
Outside in your trash can. Most trash place. Most cities pick up your Christmas trees. Yeah.
Maybe they didn't.
Maybe
know that.
Chop it up first and then put it in the fireplace.
That'd be a good idea.
Don't just Grinch it up your tree.
That's exactly that's the exact verbiage.
Max,
that is perfect
get the
for this.
Fire starter. I'm like, what?
Grinch it into the fireplace.
You know when he shoves it up the fireplace.
Yeah. That's how I envision this going down too.
Yeah.
Just like I'm gonna start with the top of the tree, let that burn, then I'm gonna just push it in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not how it works.
That's not how any of that works.
There is
funny though.
Yeah, out of Seattle.
Okay.
There is a three-person relationship called the thruple.
Okay.
They call themselves a thruple.
Mm-hmm.
And they're mythical characters, right? So they I'm trying to get this right. There's Lolly the fairy princess, Gunther the troll, and Lon the leprechaun.
Oh, that sounds charismatic.
Doesn't shock me that they're out of Seattle. Seattle's weird.
Yeah,
man.
No part of that surprise.
This relationship started with the princess and the leprechaun.
Okay.
But they met the 6'9" troll at a live action role playing festival and brought him into their relationship. During the day, the princess and the troll work together on a business that they own, and the leprechaun goes to his job. Then at night, they hang out until they all fall asleep, and then they go to sleep in their separate bedrooms. There's no word on what their sex life is like.
That's weird.
All three of them have already gotten COVID, and they blamed it on the dentist.
Oh, you mean you didn't blame it on one of your other thruples?
Yeah, one of the thruples.
Maybe the troll was under a bridge you should have been under.
It's one female, two dudes.
Yes. I have seen it. There is a thruple on TikTok that is very popular, but it's two girls and a dude.
There's got to be some jealousy issues, man. You'd have to have that.
How do you not? I just, same with, like, the sister wives.
Unless they're both, like, both men's junks the same size, you know? You know, because, I mean, if you got a dude that's, like, big and the other dude's small.
Like, doop, doop.
Yeah.
I'm too emotional of a person and too personal of a person.
To have another man in your
life. Couldn't.
Yeah.
Or another one. Like, I couldn't do that.
You want to see a picture of him?
Yes, I do. Why are you even asking? Why is it taking so long for you to show me said picture? Okay.
She's got a cute face, though.
She's
the other
cute.
The other two dudes are kind of...
Also... This can be really judgmental. You can hate me. That's fine. By looking at that picture, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. That they're a thruple?
Yeah. I'm not surprised. I will say the thruple on TikTok is a very attractive thruple.
Oh,
I just really want to say thruple.
Thruple. It is an interesting word.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. They have a super spreader task force.
Okay.
They busted a major swingers party. This is being held at a warehouse in Los Angeles over the weekend. They said there were a few hundred middle-aged people there.
Wow.
Holy moly.
Wow. That's a lot of swingers.
It is.
It's a lot of people.
See, again.
It's a lot of unhappy people.
That's another, like, there's jealousy issues, right? I mean, there's got to be.
How do you?
Even though, like, if you're a relationship where you're a swinger, I mean... As a dude, you got to be pretty damn confident in yourself.
110%. I would be like, I can't even thinking about being at that place and watching some other lady walk off with my husband who doesn't exist anyways.
Yeah.
Like the thought of it makes me physically sick. Like, how are you down doing the nasty knowing that somebody else is doing the nasty with your wife? Like, I can't. That hurts my stomach. I don't like that.
An online survey asked people about gross, embarrassing behaviors and found 93% of us pick our nose when nobody is around.
Okay.
It's accurate. I get little crusties up there.
Yeah. Like, especially when I got long nails, too. Like, one that they just sit right behind the cartilage, you know? You just gotta get it.
What do you do with your crusty after you pull it out? Like, if you're on the couch.
I get up and go put it in the toilet or get a little tissue.
I flick mine on the carpet. Is that weird?
That's disgusting. Your wife, does she know that?
She vacuums.
I can hear her listening to this podcast and going, that's disgusting.
Well, at least I don't eat it. 43% of people have eaten it before.
That's fucking gross. Yeah. What? No.
In the bathroom, do you ever skip the whole hand washing thing because you're too lazy?
110%.
Yeah. 69% said yes.
Oh, I'm lazy as hell.
There's a lot of liars in there. 69%, that's it?
I do have I do have hand sanitizer at home, though, on the counter, and I do use that probably more than I do, like, hand washing. Mm. It smells better.
Have you ever soiled yourself besides when you were a baby? Oh, it's just like the question about your OnlyFans earlier. The lengthy...
Oh, man.
Oh, we know the answer to that one.
That's
already.
That's funny. All right. I'm pretty sure I had alcohol poisoning and I was like 15.
You pooped yourself?
I did not. I did pee myself, though.
Pee?
Yeah.
But I feel like women that have had babies, though, it's easy, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I tinkle myself all the time, but I don't like football and pee my pants.
tingle yourself.
If I'm laughing and I gotta pee, it happens, yeah. Okay? Don't judge me.
The only time that I pooped myself was when I was eating these chips that they used to have years back with the fake oil. They were like fat-free chips.
You legit pooped yourself?
I didn't like purposely do it. The thing about this oil, it like loosened your anal cavity, so they just came out.
Is that on the packaging?
It
anal
did
cavity
say,
loosening.
Oh, what is the name of that oil? Fat-free. Because I was like, oh, fat-free chips, sweet. And I would eat so much of them that the oil has that effect on you that your, what do you call it, your
sphincter?
Your sphincter.
Loosens?
It loosens and like this poo comes out.
Oh, okay, so you didn't just sit there on purpose and just like let it slip out?
No. I've never done that.
The seriousness on your face. Oh, I'm glad you don't just sit in chairs and let yourself poop yourself. Thank you for letting us know that.
I've never done Jesus. That.
No, I've never done that on purpose.
Fat-free chips in the 90s. They were called Wow. Ruffles Wow.
We just want to eat.
Oh, Alestra was the name. Okay, Alestra was the name of the fat-free oil.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it has 1 gram of fat for the chips.
Well, that's not enough to shit yourself. How many of these chips did you eat?
Okay, so here's the thing. So Alestra... I wanted to get a description of this this for you. Alestra, the molecule has the same taste and mouthfeel as regular fat, but your intestines can't absorb it. So that is what the nasty brown shit that comes out of your butt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's nasty. It says that means delicious, satiating potato chips that essentially slide right out you.
That's disgusting.
It was also a massive pain in the gastrointestinal area. It became notorious for its warning of abdominal cramping and loose stools.
Oh.
There it is.
That sounds like I definitely want to eat those
chips. You don't
chips.
Want any You don't want any fat-free potato chips?
I would
you
rather.
Have you ever seen those in the stores?
No.
The Wow.
Bro,
all the taste,
I am
fat-free.
10 years younger than you. I did not eat those.
That's crazy, though, that was that big of an issue. Everybody
had
leaky butts that they had to get rid of them because they don't have it anymore.
Leaky sphincters.
Leaky sphincters. Friggin' disgusting. It's a list of most common gross behaviors you'll admit to. Okay.
Okay.
Have you worn the same pair of underwear 2 days in a row?
Not by choice. Like, I haven't been at my house with available other chonies and go,
oh,
I'm gonna
you
wear
stay
these.
The night somewhere and just kind of continue the next day.
Yeah.
I hate that. I have so many pairs of underwear.
Yeah.
I have to have a fresh pair.
Okay, well, what happens, like, if you're, you know, at a friend's house and you get shammered and you can't drive home?
That's the only time I'll
yeah,
wear
exactly.
it the next
that's
day.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. Like, that's the only time I would
do that.
I think
this one is like, I don't have anything clean. I'm going to wear this pair the next day.
No, I know when I'm starting to run out of underwear. I'll do laundry.
68% of people have.
That's gross.
In high school, I think I probably did that. You know? High school
you're
boys.
A nasty
we're
teenage
nasty.
Boy.
Yeah. Have you ever passed gas and denied it was you?
I don't think I've ever denied that it was me.
Really?
Yeah.
Even in a group with other guys and
I've just never. I will take the stomach ache before I let that happen.
79% said yes.
Okay.
Do you ever pee in the shower?
Every morning.
Yeah. Saving water.
Yeah.
83% of us do.
I'm keeping myself from getting athlete's foot.
Does that kill the
yeah. It's the ammonia in your urine.
You know what I think of when I go, I shower at the gym every now and then. I'll go a couple of days a week before mm-hmm. work and shower. And how many other people probably piss in that shower?
110%. I know for my gym cleans the showers like every couple of hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah. EOS is insanely clean.
Every couple hours?
I swear it. Maybe not. I might be exaggerating, but it feels like it. They're always cleaning. There's always somebody cleaning that bathroom.
Have you ever popped someone else's zit?
Oh, it's my favorite hobby.
Yeah, Emily's. My wife, Emily, too.
Just let me get it. Let me get it.
Only 38%. I think it's disgusting. I can never pop somebody
Amazing.
Else's zit.
I will rabbit hole down Dr. Pimple Popper's
really?
Instagram. Oh,
it's just,
yeah.
That grosses me out.
Oh, I love it.
I had a zit under my lip over the weekend, which mm-hmm. I kind of wish Emily popped it because when I did it in the mirror, right
it's
under
my
the
favorite.
Mirror. You like it in your face?
Yes.
Disgusting.
I like it. No, not like that. I like to pop them.
Well, it's satisfying because the reason it blurts out is because of how solid the skin is,
yeah.
Right? So when you pop
I don't know.
Those are the ones I enjoy other people popping because it hits them in the face and their reaction's amazing. Other than that, you know, I don't know. I guess I don't mind people popping zits, but
yeah.
I don't know. I can never do it for somebody else. Emily had me do one on like her back where she couldn't reach.
Uh-huh.
Freaking grossed me out.
Oh, man. Next time, say, call Cheyenne. I'll come right over.
You don't mind doing that on strangers?
I'll drive over.
But is there bodily fluids that are coming out of
a stranger?
No, I know, but would you do it on a stranger?
I don't know. Probably not. I think I would find it strange that a stranger asked me to pop a zit.
Because it's actually like it's bodily fluid. It's mm-hmm. under the skin that comes out.
It's like oil. Yeah.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I mean, I wouldn't do it on a stranger. That's just weird.
See, I wouldn't do it on you. I wouldn't pop your zit.
I also wouldn't ask you. I would ask JP to pop a zit before I asked you to pop a zit. Because you're too, like, squeamish.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Squirmish. Squeamish?
Squeamish.
Squeamish? Yeah.
Squirmishes of it, you know, squirming
yeah.
around.
Yeah,
squeamish.
I know you well enough to know not to ask. I would ask our GM before I asked you.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're welcome.
That seems like a good web video.
Hey, Dave.
You going up to Dave and asking him to pop a zit.
Can you pop this for me? That would be uncomfortable.
He would say no.
I don't know.
He said, I'm going to call HR.
No, he wouldn't.
He would say, I'm going to call HR and I'm going to get approval. I'm going to have another female in here with me. Because I popped the zit.
Where's the zit located? It's on my my shoulder. I'd be like, no, here, just pop it. Just get it. I can't get it.
I feel like he wouldn't do it just for the sake of not putting his hands on you, right? Because
if there was somebody else in the room, though, I think he'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he would.
Everybody's so Sue happy these days.
Yeah.
You got to worry.
110%.
Final one.
Okay.
Do you ever stick your finger somewhere gross and then sniff them just because you're curious? There's again that laugh, that extended, like, awkward
sound.
The
motto of this podcast. I mean, I'm sure.
Where's the latest gross spot?
I don't recall. It's not a hobby of mine, but I feel like I've done that. I feel like I have. I have to have.
But you can't think of where you stuck your fingers?
No. I'm sure I've put it in some form of a liquid and I've been like... What is that?
Stick your finger somewhere. I guess it is not.
I'm sure you have.
I envision sticking your finger somewhere in your body and sniffing them. But I guess it's just somewhere gross is what it says.
Yeah. I mean.
Because the first thing that came to mind when I read it.
Was your butt?
No. A funny story. When a few years ago, Kayla was in the bathtub.
I remember this.
And told me where she stuck her finger and said it felt funny. She stuck her finger up her butt. Whoa, triple. You all right? Breathe in.
Stick your finger on my butt. Daddy, it felt funny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my stomach. Literal tears.
So
I'm
freaking,
crying.
So freaking disgusting. But the only thing that I can think of where I stuck my finger somewhere gross and sniffed it was my belly button. Stick it in there and smell it. I guess it smells like your
butt. I don't have to do that because when I take my belly button ring out to change it and wash it, yeah. I can smell my belly button.
Oh, you know what's gross? Oh, it's the I have a cyst right here.
Yeah.
And Emily pops it. And it fucking reeks.
No, what you do is you pop it at work and then put your finger in my face.
I did that once. I did that once. And it hasn't been popped lately, so don't tempt me.
It
smells like ass, though.
Gross.
Because it's just a buildup of old skin and nastiness.
Yeah. Cysts are nasty.
Yeah. 74% of people admitted to putting their finger somewhere gross and then sniffing
them. That's awesome, including your daughter.
I don't know if she sniffed it. She's experimenting. That's the thing. That's what I hate about kids, man. I did it. I know how gross of a dude I was growing up, you know, and girls, they're going to be figuring themselves out, you know, and I am not. Looking forward to it.
That's what Aunt Cheyenne is here for. Come on, girl.
Kaylin, she's 8. She's already asked to shave her legs.
That's normal. That's totally
at
normal.
Eight?
Yeah. 110%. That's normal. I did that. But my mom said not until I was like in middle school, I think was the...
I'm just glad I don't got boys because I don't want to deal with crusty towels.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's coming at some point, Cheyenne.
That's why they're not hanging out with Uncle Gunner alone.
They don't have to. They'll spend time by themselves alone.
Shut up. Shut up. Jeez.
It's the joys of having kids.
Yes. Here we are. Mm. And the nice thing is our kids are basically the same age, so we get to go through all of this together.
I know. They're a joy to be around, but I just, you know, I go back to when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, and locking myself in my bedroom and...
Yeah, no. Locks are not allowed on the doors in my house.
At some point, 13, 14, you got to let them have a lock.
No, I never had a lock. I was never allowed to have a lock. Hell no. If I need to get into that room better be unlocked.
When did you start playing with yourself then?
Oh my God!
What age?
I don't know. I do not know. Yeah. That's an honest to God answer. I have no idea.
God, I must have been like 11 or 12.
Oh, I was way older than that.
Yeah.
That wasn't a thing for me till I was like old.
I remember doing it so early, nothing came out.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, that makes...
Shooting blanks. I was a little boy. I had nothing developed yet.
Oh, I'm locking my children up in a closet. I don't want that to happen. I don't want that.
They got it. It's a part of life. They're growing up, man.
12. No, I don't like it. I don't like it. This podcast.
It was early enough, but I mean, it was, how old was Mary Kay, what was her name? The teacher in Seattle that slept with her student.
Oh, I don't know.
I was 13.
That's gross.
He impregnated her.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
Yeah. I don't, yeah.
Wait, didn't she die of cancer?
I don't remember. I don't know.
I think she died of cancer. But I guess that's what she gets for banging a 13-year-old
kid.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
Yeah.
I would murder somebody.
Do you remember that story?
I have heard it. I have seen about it, but I don't recall it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like I wasn't old enough to remember.
Yeah,
it
was early.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
All right.
Well.
Final words.
Feels weird when you stick things up your butt.
I wouldn't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.